We call upon you, our beloved God. In the name of Christ, we summon the great angels, saints of all religions. We ask that you surround us with healing light. Fill every cell with the spiritual harmony of the soul that I am, your child. Thank you.
Aloha, 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 beloved friends and family. Welcome to Tune In and Tune Up, another soul circle of spiritual storytelling, where we come together to inspire and uplift one another and all life. I so love welcoming you with aloha because it holds many meanings and blessings. Aloha is our natural way of being, being in harmony with ourselves and all of life. Truth and humbleness are qualities of aloha. We all have an inner truth that will guide us in making the best decisions when we take a moment to tune into it. And in a few moments, I'm going to share a quick way you can tune into your inner truth and use that guidance to tune up and live an even more blissfully empowered life than you may already enjoy, to help your children, family, friends, and everyone you meet live a more blissfully empowered life simply because you're firing on all cylinders. Living in and as aloha, we recognize God in everyone, in all life, including ourselves, with each divine breath we take. This aloha is a living experience, far beyond knowing. And speaking of divine breath, that's another attribute of aloha, the presence of divine breath. Our every inhale and exhale are permeated with divinity, life force. I invite you to take time throughout your day to pause and experience the divinity flowing into you with each breath. And feel that right now as you're listening and breathing. Perhaps imagine it as divine light. Another blessed virtue of aloha that's inherent within you. Sparkling divine light filling every pore as you inhale, leaving you feeling more blissfully empowered as divine light with each exhale. Aloha is absolute true love, pure, whole, beyond feelings. You are absolute true love. Do you remember what being immersed in absolute true love feels like? It's not a temporary state that comes and goes based on what is or wasn't, or on what is or what isn't happening in your life. You are absolute true love regardless. Holding the awareness of all these aloha qualities, you truly are and can enjoy uninterrupted moment to moment. Let's now dive into your inner truth and what it may want to communicate to you right now. When I graduated from college and started working with an international certified public accounting firm, most of my colleagues decided to pursue advanced degrees in accounting or law. Every one of them encouraged me to do the same so I could move up the corporate ladder faster and get paid more. Though I hadn't even heard the term inner truth at the time, I knew that path was not my truth. I also had the sense there was another school I needed to attend, but had no idea what that school was. Perhaps you're in a similar situation right now. You're successful in many, if not all areas of your life, but feel there's another level you can get to, but don't know what that is or how to get there. Or perhaps you know there's an area of your life that really needs a shift, but have no idea how to take the first step, or even feel overwhelmed when considering a change, even if it means you'll be far better off in the long run. Or perhaps you have children or grandchildren. You'd like to have ways to help them remain connected or further connect with their intuition, their original magic, their inner truth. Regardless of which of those statements most closely describes you right now, in a moment, I'll help you discover what your inner truth has to say about what your next step might be. The step I took decades ago when my friends wanted me to go to graduate or law school was to not take any step in those directions. Had I not listened to my inner truth, my intuition, and got tied up in more formal, structured schooling to further my career at that time, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I would have never been able to synthesize thousands of years of proven ancient arts and sacred sciences into the very tangible and simple solutions, as in heart and soul, for helping you and others move forward in life. For helping your children and everyone I meet move forward in their lives. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting before, my name is Timothy, and perhaps you've guessed I'm no longer a certified public accountant. Using fairy tales, ancient arts, sacred sciences, and everything in between, I've been empowering people of all ages for more than 40 years to develop and use their infinite soul powers to achieve their full potential personally, professionally, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Discovering and listening to my own inner truth along the way, I've been blessed to write more children's stories than anyone alive, 88 to date, with more on the way. Stories not just for children defined by age, but for the childlike wonder, creativity, and inspiration within all of us. I've also been empowered to teach multiple forms of meditation, yoga, Tai Chi, and Qigong, as well as Reiki and other forms of complementary alternative medicine. That's an example of the inspirational and transformational shifts we can allow into our lives when we listen to our own truth, when we tune into our intuition, and also observe the results when we do and when we don't. To further enhance your intuition and your ability to honor it and help your children and others in your life do the same, regardless of how tuned in you already are, you'll find powerful guided meditations, video courses, Qigong practices, fairy tales, songs, and a webinar for parents of young children at timothystutz.com in the freebie menu. There's something there for everyone, regardless of age. And if you have any questions as you're listening, please place them in the chat or in the comment section. If I don't address them live, I will in next week's live, starting at 8 p.m. or in a written response to you. So let me ask you once again, are you successful in many, if not all, areas of your life, but feel there's another level you can get to, but don't know what that is or how to get there? Or perhaps you feel overwhelmed when considering a change, even if it means you'll be far better off in the long run. Take a moment now and imagine feeling steady streams of light, love, and energy flowing into and through your being
giving you ongoing access to deeper inner resources, the wisdom of the ages relevant to you, and blessings unique to you. Imagine being able to turn on ever-increasing feelings of bliss and ecstasy whenever you want, stimulating feelings of being absolutely authentic, boldly courageous, calmly complete, where you fall so deeply in love with yourself and your life, feel more fulfilled than you thought possible, and your insatiable drive to be the best you can be thrusts you onward, inward, and upward on autopilot. Wouldn't you just love to live like that? Wouldn't you like an internal tune-up to harmonize whatever feels like it's not firing on all cylinders, keeping you from being the Bruce Lee of what you do best? I don't ask you to imagine those as some pie-in-the-sky possibility. I know from my own personal experience that these are your birthright too. And there's never been a better time than now to simply check in with yourself, your intuition, to see, to know if it's time for that tune-up, so you blissfully cruise along life's highway, fully empowered, firing on all cylinders. So let's take a moment now and do that. Simply close your eyes and allow your body to breathe itself. Imagine you're a baby, lovingly cradled, lovingly cuddled in God's arms, totally relaxed. Do a quick check-in from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and let go of any tension you notice. I also know from teaching Tai Chi, yoga, Qigong, meditation and other ancient arts and sciences to people just like you, that many of us have become so used to living tight, tense, or limited in some way, we don't even know that we are. I once did a group presentation on energy healing where one lady walked in late, supported by a cane. When the presentation was over, I didn't notice her leaving. I did notice her returning shortly thereafter, looking for her cane, which she hadn't needed to walk out or back in. But it took her many minutes in getting to her car to even notice she was walking freely, cane free. How free do you want to live? So just imagine you're that loose, limp baby, safely snuggled and cuddled in God's arms. Tune in to how that feels for you. If you've ever held a baby for any length of time, remember how that felt, how it felt when that baby completely let go and fell asleep limp in your embrace. Didn't you let go on some level too? Now, place both hands on your belly, just below your navel, the power center of your body, the feminine power center of your body that is full of inherent wisdom, divine intuition. Now, ask if there's another level of being, a more loving, peaceful, blissful, or successful way of experiencing life that your divine self wants you to enjoy on a more consistent basis. Be aware of how your entire being responds to that question. I use this same process when sometimes deciding on a course of action or whether attending an event is in my and others' highest and best service. For me, if I'm to go, I'll feel a pull in the direction of where that event will take place. If I'm not to attend, I'll feel rooted right where I am. If you got a definite no or are unsure of the response you're getting, ask for more information or clarification later. Ask to see if there's something you're not willing to look at. If you got a yes, that you're ready to shift into a new way of being in some way or another, I invite you to go to those freebies I mentioned at timothystutz.com and go through a similar process using your intuition to see which one or ones call to you. You can also ask on behalf of your children. Perhaps for them, it's the free 3 magic wands for more creative, happier, and empowered children training, or a free fairy tale of the heart. There's also a presentation called Owner's Manual to Your Heart's Foolproof GPS under the category Mastery, Magic, and Miracles, which gives you another way to tune into your inner truth. And earlier, I mentioned that paying attention to our intuition includes observing the results of when we do and when we don't follow that inner guidance. That observation step is key. For instance, I learned a long time ago that one of the ways my intuition speaks to me is through my eyes. If my eyes seem to notice something for some unknown reason, I've learned to pay attention to what they are seeing and what they're asking me to act on. I learned by observing what happened when I didn't pay attention to what my eyes knew. For instance, after packing for a long trip one time, I was headed out the door when my eyes noticed something on a top shelf in the closet. My brain immediately said, "You won't need that." So I left it. Turned out, I left something my intuition knew would have kept me much warmer and drier several days later. I also want to invite you to gift yourself the time to look at all the courses, clubs supporting children and parents, books, and professional trainings for teens and adults at my website to see if they call to your heart as ways to enhance your life, the lives of your children, or others you know. You can also contact me via the chat window for a free personal consultation to see if something I offer can help you get to the next level of living a more peaceful, loving, blissful, and successful life. For thousands of years, master storytellers like me have used stories to pass on blessings, feed generational wisdom, and trigger aha moments within listeners and change within societies. Even as you've been listening now, your love, bliss, brilliance genes, aloha, and more were being activated and upgraded. Even if you didn't notice anything different, like the lady who left the presentation without her cane. And just like I enjoy welcoming you with aloha blessings, I enjoy closing by sending our unified love blessings into the world and beyond to uplift all life. Blessings we can offer to everyone and everything in the world now and every day. A proactive blessing to create the world we want to live in, the world you want to live in, the world you want your children to live in. Feel free to include your own wishes for the world as you do this now and again and again. I invite you to envision the earth you want you and your children to live in now and in the future now. A world where everyone is free to explore their divine gifts, where every society is a loving, peaceful, compassionate, blissful community where everyone is free and encouraged to live their full potential and pursue dreams for the good of all. A world where money is not a requirement or obstacle to success, where everyone has fresh, natural and nutritious foods and clean, pollution-free water, shelter, and the clothes they need to stay warm. Where everyone has pollution-free air to breathe and smiles in their hearts that light up their faces, music with which to sing in bliss and dance in ecstasy. Where relationships that are rewarding, nurturing, and harmonious in all ways fill every aspect of their lives. Where everyone has all the information, activations, and any needed support to reclaim their divine inheritances, living in true freedom. Where we have complete connection to our brothers and sisters on earth and in the star systems. Where our unfallible intuition, telepathy, remote viewing, and all other divine potentials of our human consciousness are awakened in each of us. Together, we can move mountains. We can move heaven and earth. We can shift paradigms. Our loving vibrations and visualizations are boundless. In fact, it only takes about 9,000 of us meditating at the same time to establish world peace. And there's just such a meditation happening throughout the world every Sunday at 8:30 in the morning Pacific time in the US, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 4:30 in the afternoon in the UK, and 5:30 Central European time. It lasts about 20 minutes, which is a small slice of our precious time to offer for humanity's freedom. We can do this. Please join me and add your amazing heart and soul vibrations to this weekly blessing. You can go to worldpeacemeditation.net for more information. Before gliding into whatever you do next, gently focus your awareness at the soles of your feet. Allow some long, slow inhales and exhales to fill your body and come fully present in your body. Paraphrasing Buddha, one who keeps their awareness in the soles of their feet will cure 1,000 illnesses. Your awareness, your attention, your focus within your own body is that powerful. Please join me and help me shine more and more light into the world and share blessed activities like this by liking and sharing this with your friends and family. Please share any aha moments and experiences you've had listening or by enjoying the practices we've shared. Share your experiences with your friends, family, on social media, and with me. Give them more life, ongoing life. You can leave me a message in the chat window at timothystutz.com. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up one of the many freebies waiting for you and your family to further enhance your intuitions, along with your heightened experience of living in peace, love, bliss, and success in all ways, always. I look forward to being with you again on Spiritual Storytelling with more ways to lighten, enlighten, and inspire you to live a life of aloha every moment. With all my blessings for peace, love, vibrant health and bliss, wrapped in an infinite rainbow of miraculous, magical miracles for you, your children, and your family. Aloha and mahalo for tuning in, for being here now. Be and radiate the divine light, the true love, the aloha you are. Be, radiate divine light. Be true love. Be the aloha you are. Be bliss. Be blissful. Be blissfully ecstatic. I'll leave you now with the message of the heart Baba Muktananda's guru, Bhagwan Nichananda, gave me to share with the world. Every human heart is a flame of love burning to go home to God. Feel that flame of love burning eternally in your heart. And Nichananda's message to everyone was and remains, the heart is the hub of all sacred places. Go there and roam. And Baba Muktananda said again and again, meditate on yourself. Worship yourself. Kneel to yourself. Honor yourself. God dwells within you as you. Aloha and mahalo, beloveds. May you always roam as the God goddess you are in the peace, love, and bliss of your heart, free of pain physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Aloha and mahalo with love, love, love. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Love, love, love. Bliss, bliss, bliss beyond bliss.
Thank you, God. Thank you, healers. Thank you, beings of light. Thank you for filling our temples with your harmonious healing energy. Thank you for filling our souls with the divine spirit, filled with light, life force energy, and love. Thank you, God. Thank you for this healing gift. I am now in a perfect state, filled with love and gratitude. Thank you.